Being a mom is a challenge. You feel like you have balls juggling everywhere. And do you ever feel like God is just totally out of the equation? Do you feel like your work kind of overpowers you and your kids just make you crazy? Well, maybe this interview today with Kristen Funston will be a joy to you and give you some relief, because you know what? Only God expects you to do what He wants you to do and not run the race of life. She wrote the book More for Moms, Living Your Whole and Holy Life. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Would you join me? Kristen Funston is my guest. Kristen, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I am super excited to be here with you.
Well, I assume that your three children don't drive you nuts, that work didn't drive you nuts, and that you didn't feel overwhelmed, and that's why you wrote your book. Is that true?
Right. Life was peachy and perfect, and nothing ever went wrong. That's a total joke. Motherhood is crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. Yes,
it just pulls, having people in our lives is crazy.
People. If we didn't have people in this world, we would do great, wouldn't we, Kristen?
We absolutely would. And when people need you and need you to not just take care of them, but teach them and show them how the world works, it gets, and we're not perfect people. And so it gets a little nuts and overwhelming. And that's what motherhood is all about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So how did you decide to write this book and why? What prompted you?
Yeah, well, for a long time, I lived my life, and I didn't really recognize it in the moment, but look, I knew something wasn't right, but I lived my life from this place of depletion where I was physically and emotionally and even spiritually tired all the time, always feeling like someone was needing something from me, and ultimately, I was just in this constant state of unrest, if you will. And I think that's what drove me to church and to church and to study the Bible and to really get to know Jesus better, because I would see in my friends, specifically Christian friends, the things that I felt like I was missing, the love and the joy, the peace, definitely the patience and the self-control. And so these things of God were what I was missing. And so I started going to church more and joining Bible studies, trying to really learn where all this was coming from, this stuff that I knew I needed and wanted. And the more I understood Jesus and grew in my relationship with Him, I learned from Scripture that He has this life of abundance ready for us right now, not necessarily once we get to heaven. It's here on this side of earth. And so as I learned that, I started looking around and I saw other moms, specifically women in general, but specifically moms who were also living in this constant state of give.
Fragmented lives.
Yes. These segmented lives where we are, we've got our mom life and our social life and our work life, whatever life it is, and we're given to each of these things and just not being filled up in the way we need to be. And so that ultimately is why I dug into the research of this life of abundance that God, this whole life, like how our whole lives can be lived joyously and abundantly on this side of earth, or of heaven, I'm sorry.
What are some steps that you give moms in your book to start this process to get back into balance?
Yeah, well, the first thing is we have to understand who we are in Christ and start believing Him in what He says about us. So that is absolutely the first step, because that puts us back to our original state, and then going back all the way to the garden with Adam and Eve, that puts us back into a state of wholeness in relationship with our Creator. And so because we are whole in our relationship with Christ, we can be whole and holy in all the relationships we have here on earth and the things we do. And so from there, after we accept Christ and recognize what He did for us on the cross, we can live whole and holy lives in that, and we nourish those lives by certain spiritual disciplines, you know, opening up mm-hmm. our Bible, making time for God, prayer, fasting, things like that.
Eating the right foods, making healthy yes. choices, not yes. working 60 hours a week when you are only being paid for 40 hours a week. Those kind of choices. Is that what you're talking about, Kristen?
Yeah, some of it. And, you know, honestly, it's going to look different from person to person because each of
right.
our circumstances is different. Because what he offers all of us the same thing, which is Him. But what we're getting from Him is going to be different for each of us. Like
right.
for me, it was I was needing more joy in that the season. Well, and now even the seasons of life that I'm living now. You know, sometimes I have to go grab that joy that He offers me.
You got to go grab your book that you wrote and look at that chapter and go, oh, I need this today, God.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'd love for people to do that. But just grabbing onto the joy, or if it's somebody else who's needing a little more patience with the people in their life, you know, it's going to, depending on where we are, the circumstances we're in, it's going to be different. But ultimately, it stems back to Him and what He can offer us and grabbing hold of more of Him and the relationship that He offers us.
Yeah, that's so important. And it's a lie that we sometimes fall prey to, that mm-hmm. everybody needs us and we got to be there for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And well, it's funny because whenever I think about giving to everybody, and I personally, and this is my personality type too, I like to be everything to everyone, but studying scripture and specifically the Proverbs 31 woman, you know, she looked like she was doing everything for everybody, but ultimately she only did what God put right in front of her. You know, she had her responsibilities to her family and her maidens and her husband and children, but she didn't do that. She didn't have to do all of that for everybody else. And so nowhere in that chapter, in that character study of the Proverbs 31 woman, did it share that she was trying to be superwoman.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Except I really feel like I'm totally not that Proverbs 31 woman when I read Proverbs 31, because it uh-huh. has so many things in it. And that woman is so perfect, and I feel like, oh, I'm not there.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like she's doing everything, and it can be encouraging. I think it's supposed to be encouraging for us because, you know, she's taking care of what God gave her, not everybody else. And so when people are living in that space of God's will, you know, other people can look at that and say, ooh, I want that, though it's going to look different for each of us mm-hmm. because, you know, she's living fully under God's will, doing what He has called her to do. And ultimately, we all want that. You know, we want to live how God has called us to. And now we may not have, like, in her, in that portion of the Bible, it talks about she maintained a business and she dealt with ships and merchants and that kind of stuff. Now, we may not have ships and merchants in our own businesses, but we do have other things that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
when we're fully living in that space, there's, you know, other people may even look to us the way that sometimes we look at the Proverbs 31 woman.
Our lives are full, but they aren't whole. What do you mean by that in your book?
Well, so we live in a crazy, busy modern world. It's one that fills our minds, our desires, our schedules, and we can literally fill our lives and our schedules with things, people, events, books, jobs, thoughts, and feelings, and so much more, but we can still be incomplete. So this stuff filling our lives doesn't always complete us, because it's God who completes us, making us whole. And then in his kindness, he allows to seal it with all the extra blessings that from relationships to just the things he provides us.
Do you want to feel whole and holy in your life at the same time? Well, you can. Why don't you get a copy of Kristen Funston's book? And she's the author of More for Mom. If you're a mom, this might be a great book for you. Or if you're a dad, this might be a great book to get for your wife. How can people get a copy of your book?
Well, they can find it really anywhere. Books are sold, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's even online at Target and Walmart. But all those links, if somebody checks out moreformombook.com, they can find all those links, find out more about the book, read reviews, and, make the decision if this is something that they feel like they need to read.
All right. Kristen Funston has been my guest. Remember, God doesn't expect you to be perfect. He just expects you to follow him and look for him to give you the joy and the peace and the encouragement that you need. Kristen, thanks for being my guest. I'm Judy Rudlick. This is Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.
If you'd listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I love to do is help people find their highest potential. If you're looking for new direction in your life and you don't really know how to get from one place to another, and you need a life coach, why not try me? I have been coaching for several years now, and my joy is to help people find their place where they feel they truly belong. I'm a Christian coach. And if you're interested, you can email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. That's JREDLICH speaks@gmail.com to find out more.